You're listening to The Takeaway. Good morning. I'm Amy Holmes.
And I'm Catherine Lanfer. History was made in the 100-meter finals at the World Championships in Berlin, Germany yesterday.
They get away first time. Tyson Gay right alongside Usain Bolt, but here he goes, streaking away already. It's Bolt all the way. He's looking round at Gay. Watch the clock. It's gold for Bolt. And again, he's done it again. A new world record for Usain Bolt.
Wow. This was billed as a big showdown between American Tyson Gay and Jamaican Usain Bolt, but it turned out to be a blowout. He left Gay in the dust. He shattered his own world record by 0.11 seconds, running it, as we heard, 9.58 seconds. Tyson Gay won the silver, and Bolt's fellow countryman, Asefa Powell, took bronze. Right now, we're going to go to our own gold medal commentator, the Takeaway Sports contributor, Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen. Okay, did he ever have a better name for a runner? Bolt?
Usain Bolt. I think he's one of these guys that created the name for himself. But Usain Bolt, last year in the Olympics, shattered the world record then, and he shocked people, and he did it in nonchalant fashion. And then yesterday, we were just talking about it, he sort of gave a little bit more effort, and because of that extra effort, he blew his world record away.
Wow. And, you know, when he was done, did we have any of the moves that we had during the Olympics?
A lot of us like that. It was definitely, I mean, Usain Bolt is a showman. He's an international superstar. He is the world's fastest man in the history of speed. And him and his countryman, Asefa Powell, did the victory lap together. I think this race, and Tyson Gay, you can't take him out of it. These are the three fastest men. Tyson Gay made an American record yesterday as well. So it was an extremely fast race yesterday, the fastest race in history.
Wow. All right. Let's go to another big news event yesterday. Tiger Woods. He blew it. What happened?
Tiger Woods was not putting well on the greens. Tiger Woods he was 14 out of 14 in major championships when he was leading into the final rounds. Yesterday.
Oh, I was just going to say, let's hear him.
I didn't win today. Tom, I, as I said, I played well enough the entire week to win the championship, and especially today I hit the ball well enough. And you have to make putts, and I didn't do that.
So, Ibrahim, what is it like to be the guy who wins only because Tiger Woods was having an off day?
I don't know. You know, that's interesting. There's a couple things that happen here. Tiger Woods is the number one ranked player in the world. Y.E. Yang is the number 110th ranked player in the world.
Wow.
Tiger Woods has 70 wins. Yang had one win previous. But what happens in golf is that the conditions and the particular moment in history come together. Yang is from a part of Korea which is windy, and it's a very warm part. Yesterday, the conditions favored Yang, particularly in some of the longer, into the 16th and 17th and 18th holes, which are some of the most difficult holes in championship golf this year. No one was shooting well at all yesterday in those holes. The moment came in the 14th. Tiger was in the sand pit, but Yang was a little bit on the edge of the green on the rough, and he made an incredible putt that went in. And I think that was the moment. It was on the 14th or 15th hole, and it was just a really incredible moment. So I think it was really Yang. Look, it was like doing a staring contest with a guy with no eyelids, and he stared him down.
Okay. I want to thank you so much for joining us. I just have this image of Yang holding his golf bag over his head.
History was made for the Asian golfers and international golf in general.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, the Takeaways sports contributor.
Good morning.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.